From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mellon reporting. Another peace plan for Aleppo has not worked. Deadly clashes erupted in Syria's Aleppo Wednesday as a deal for the evacuation of rebel areas was put on hold, leaving thousands of cold and hungry civilians uncertain of their future. Entire families had gathered in the streets before dawn, hoping to leave the rabid city after an agreement announced the night before to evacuate civilians and rebels. The landmark evacuation deal, brokered by Russia and Turkey, came after the army seized more than 90% of East Aleppo from the rebels. It would have marked the end of opposition resistance in Syria's second city after years of fighting, and dealt the opposition their worst blow since the conflict began in March of 2011. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would speak with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin later in a bid to rescue the deal. The U.S., along with other members of international community, is urging Russia to use its influence to stop Syrian government forces from committing atrocities as they close in.
John Kirby, a spokesman for the State Department, reiterated the U.S. position that Syrian solution can only be found through negotiations between the government and the opposition. Kirby firmly rejected the reporter's suggestion that the United States has washed its hands off the Syrian problem.
It was the United States who engaged and entered into what we hoped would be successful bilateral discussions with Russia, who we know has the most influence on Assad. Those efforts failed.
The State Department official said following that setback, the United States led an international campaign for a diplomatic solution to the Syrian war.
That was Lata Tahoke reporting for VOA. This is VOA News.